Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the man keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a clip. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
What's up, party people? What's going on? It's the mayor in the building, man. It's a Tuesday night vibe. Once again, it's on and popping. GQ Palace, after further review, is in the building. 646-200-3838 is the number to dial. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. We got a good one planned for you tonight. I got the WBC, WIBA women's middleweight champion Tori Nelson will be on the check-in later on with the mayor in the building. Feeling good, man. Hope everybody's, you know, getting, you know, still got your little winter hats and your scullies, because it's not exactly springtime yet. Still a little brick city out in the building. But Knicks playoff tonight, game 2. We up 1-0 on the Boston Celtics. We gave it to them the other day. And I don't really think that they played their best basketball. Hopefully we can go up to Boston, up 2 games to none. You know, it's going to be an emotional scene when they get up there for game 3 of the first round of Eastern Conference. In the other series, Miami Heat and Milwaukee Bucks, you know, they're jumping off game 2. The game just started a few minutes ago. Before we get started, man, I just wanted to say a little something about what's going on right now in the NBA in regards to the Cleveland Cavaliers hiring Mike Brown again. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. They should have never got rid of Mike Brown in the first place. Okay, and even with the Lakers situation, they should have never got rid of Mike Brown. Mike Brown's a good coach, you know, and everybody got caught up in the LeBron hoopla, whatever, and he really didn't have to go back to Cleveland because the Lakers still owe him 2 more years at $8 million, so he could have sat out and said, I'm not going, you know, I could pick my own spot. But, you know, he went back to Cleveland or whatever, and salute to him, man, for, you know, sticking to his guns and sticking to his principles and ending up basically right back where he started from. So, you know, we'll see what it is. But I just think he got a raw deal, and I was outspoken on it. You know, a lot of people, well, he didn't win, so he deserved to get fired. I mean, you know, not many coaches in the NBA was winning, you know, 60 games like Mike Brown, you know what I mean? So, you know, he you know, deserved to, you know, more than 5 games from the Lakers before they, you know, gave him the scissors. But, you know, it is what it is. Things happen for a reason. So, you know, he's back in Cleveland, and big up to him. And, you know, I hope that him and, you know, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Dan Gilbert, can come to some kind of, you know, agreement. Apparently they have, because he agreed to a 5-year deal. So, Mike Brown back in Cleveland. That's what's up. NBA playoffs first quarter. Miami and Milwaukee tied at 22. The Celtics and the Knicks get ready to tip off game 2 at the Garden. Nice game by the Knicks in the first game of the series. Carmelo did his numbers, you know, and, you know, they held the Celtics to 8 points in the fourth quarter, which is, you know, really, really unheard of. So, you know, the Knicks are going to, you know, find themselves, you know, get out of this first round, you know, 4 or 5 games maximum. You know, the maximum for me for this series for the Knicks is 5 games. If it takes more than 5 games to win this series, they didn't do their job. Because I'm looking at it from an aspect of, you know, when we win the first 2, they'll probably still run up in Boston. Okay? And I think that we have to win you know, up there, you know, if we're going to come back to the Garden 3-1. You know, a sweep would be even that much better, but I don't think these Knicks have it in them to sweep the Boston Celtics at this point. So, you know, I take a, you know, 4-1 series, you know, but if it goes, you know, anything past 5 games, I think that it would be a disappointment as far as the Knicks are concerned, because, you know, Miami's going to handle their business, you know, with the Milwaukee Bucks. Indiana's going to do their numbers with Atlanta. And Brooklyn and Chicago, the Nets and the Chicago Bulls, this series is even, so they're going to go to Chicago on Thursday night for game 3 of that series. I don't know what the deal is with Derrick Rose. I just think he really, you know, wants to feel like, you know, he can play and go all out from the door. You know, he doesn't want to go in and say, well, you know, he could have, you know, used, you know, some more time off or whatever. I'm thinking if they get past Brooklyn, maybe you might see him. You know, because this series is not going to be a 4 or 5-game series. This series is going to be about 6 or 7 games. So, you know, and I think that Derrick Rose, you know, if he's going to come back, you know, come back. If not, then just say, I'm going to shut it down for the season, and that's it. So it'll take all the shine off of you. You know what I mean? Because that's what everybody, well, when Derrick Rose comes back, if Derrick Rose comes back, you know, and you got everybody kind of like, you know, hanging, you know, on pins and needles, when is this dude coming back? Say it one way or another. But once again, man, you got GQ Palace in the building, man, and Mayor's in the building. 646-200-3838 is the number to dial. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I got the ladies champ, middleweight champion, going to be on the line with me. I'm expecting a call in a few minutes. Tori Nelson. Tori, show enough, Nelson. Let me get it together. You know what I mean? The Yankees doing their thing, man. I just think that we gotta, you know, worry about Derek Jeter now not coming back until after the All-Star break. I just think that maybe it might be a situation where he might need to shut it down, you know. And you know, I know he wants to come back and he doesn't want to go out like that, but you can't, you know, go out, you know, halfway decent either. You know what I mean? Make sure that you all the way together. So, you know, you don't want people saying, okay, he'll be back after the All-Star break, and he comes back in, you know, in middle of July, end of July, and he's still got to wait now till August. You know what I'm saying? So to me, if it's like, if the Yankees are, you know, contending in the middle of a race, then, you know, I think the importance to have Derek Jeter back at 100%, you know, becomes that much more. You know, by then, hopefully we'll have, you know, Grandison back, you know what I mean, and hopefully Teixeira, but I doubt it with Mark Teixeira. I don't know what's going on with him. So we at least we'll have one of the two bats that we're missing back in the lineup. And, you know, Toronto's not looking like they're supposed to be running away with that division. So they're having their problems. So it looks like probably the Yankees, hopefully if we can, you know, tread some water until we get some people back, you know, we'll be all right. We're 10-8 right now, third place in the American League East. Boston's, you know, doing their thing. They're riding on emotion right now, you know, and you got to give it to David Ortiz. He dropped the F-bomb on national TV and nobody said a word. The chairman of the FCC was like, I applaud David Ortiz. So if he says it's all right, then it must be all right. So shout out to David Ortiz for getting his curse on national TV and all that. Yeah, as far as like with the in the National League with the Braves and all that, the Braves are just killing, but now they kind of like fall into the back of the pack now. You know what I mean? The last 10 games is 6-4. They're still in first place in the National League East, 4 games over the Mets. The Mets are, you know, surprising at 9-8, making a little noise. They're doing their numbers, you know. John Buck is having a big season already. He got 7 home runs already. Yeah, I keep up with the Mets like that, even though I'm a Yankee fan. Shout out to my man Rich, holding it down on the CEO, and shout out to Ms. Lavina on the keys and all of that with the studio audience and all that. 646-200-3838 is the number to call. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation, man. The NCAA. Let me get into that right quick. I just think that it's a whole bunch to do about nothing. They just want to, you know, make some money and get some money and have some money and keep some money. They're doing this college football playoff. And, you know, they talked about it for the last 10, 15 years. It's finally going to come to fruition. They had this big meeting with all the big heads of the colleges and things of that nature to figure out what are they going to call this you know, new playoff thing that they're gonna come up with. And the name that they came up with, out of all these, you know, heads of colleges and you know, heads of industry and powerful men, they came, the name that they came up with for the college football playoff is College Football Playoff. I was looking for something a little bit more. It don't, that don't have no College Football Playoff. So that's what they're gonna call it. Maybe they should have got, you know, P. Diddy or somebody to remix the name or something like that. But it is what it is. That's going to be the name of the College Football Playoff. The College Football Playoff. Shout out to Brittany Griner for making, you know, her announcement, you know, that, you know, she's, you know, coming out as gay and things of that nature. And shout out to her for, you know, doing her and being who she is and standing up for what she believes in. And to me, I don't think that really should be any more topic of discussion. It just should be now about, you know, what she's going to do in the WNBA and how she's going to make an impact in the WNBA. Who cares, if, you know, what her preference is and all that, you know what I mean? That really didn't really matter, you know, one way or another, but some people it does. So you speak to it, and then you walk away from it. So it is what it is. Shout out to Brittany Griner, man. After further review, GQ Power Sports is in the building, man. The mayor's in the house. 646-200-3838. I got the champ getting ready to call in a few minutes, man. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. If you're just listening, we see you too. We appreciate you and all that. Shout out to all the other hosts. GQ Palace in the building all day, hard body karate. But on Tuesday nights, we talk sports like we talk sports because it goes down. The Knicks jumping off with the Celtics right now. Garden is popping. Tip-off is about to be right now. I think I'm going to get into a little play-by-play situation tonight, man. I'm feeling myself right now. My Knicks are in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Getting ready to take it up to Beantown 2-0. We're going to see what it is right now. So, Milwaukee and Miami, second period, 25-25. That's what's popping tonight. The Celtics and the Knicks, Miami and Milwaukee. And Golden State and Denver comes on at 10:30, so that'll be game two in Golden State and Denver. Denver's up one game to none. Since we talked last, the NFL schedule dropped. You know what I mean? And I had a peek at it, and I'm feeling the Monday night schedule is going to be crazy. The Monday night, I don't want to really get into it too deep because we got the whole summer to talk about it and the whole football season to talk about it, but I'm feeling that the schedule is going to be real crazy. I'm feeling how they did it, and I'm looking forward to a very, very good football season. I'm not just saying that just because we got Darrell Revis from the Jets. You know, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we got Darrell Revis, so shout out to my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We ain't worried about no first-round draft pick now. We good. So now my only problem with my Tampa Bay Buccaneers is our quarterback, Josh Freeman. I just think that Josh Freeman should be, you know, further along in his progression than he is right now. And I think, you know, he is really the key to what Tampa Bay is going to do because our defense is straight. You know what I mean? We got, you know, decent offensive line on running game. You saw what Doug did last year, Doug Martin. You saw what he did last year. So if we can get Josh Freeman to step his game up a little bit, you know what I mean? You know, just a little bit. If he steps it up a little bit, we'll be all right. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we got quarterbacks in our division. We got Drew Brees. We got Cam Newton. You know what I mean? And we got Matt Ryan. So they talk about them on another level. They don't mention Josh Freeman. So we just want to try to get Josh Freeman in that conversation in regards to the good quarterbacks in the NFL. NFL draft is on Thursday night. Kind of just looking forward. Just a curiosity factor. There's really nobody that's standing out and say, oh, okay, we're going to see who they're going to pick or what they're going to do. Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock. They have the first pick in the draft. I don't really see anything that's really standing out. You know, everybody's going to pick for, you know, to make sure that their teams have what they need. And hopefully, you know, if any trades are going to be made, they're going to be made for the better. You know, I can just talk about my team. You know, I feel good. That was a good trade that we made. We got one of the, you know, best, you know, defensive shutdown corners in the NFL. And to me right now, he's going to have to show it. You know what I mean? He's going to have to show. We got him now, so now he's going to have to, you know, put the money there, $96 million, 6 years. But none of it's guaranteed. So it's really, he's going to have to really put up some numbers. Because if he does the numbers that he, you know, is projected to do, You know what I mean? And what that is that he's a defensive player, so they have, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Darrelle Revis is going to be on the team, the opposing team's number one receiver. So he's going to have him on lockdown. So Darrelle Revis has a good year. Then maybe, you know, after the season over, you know, the Buccaneers will bring him into the office and say, boom, this is what we'll give you. You know, but he signed the deal. Darrelle Revis is a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you got and I like that because I'm a Buccaneer fan and I'm in the building with my Tampa Bay Bucks. Shout out to Bounce Back Energy Drink, man. They, you know, they in the building, man, setting up some things, man, with GQ Palace and after further review and all that. Shout out to Bounce Back Energy Drink. We in the house, man. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in the building, have this conversation. Waiting for the champion to call. Get on the line with me. Quick little score update right now. Knicks up 4-2. Oh, that's the bell. Okay. All right. Know what that means. So right now we got a special guest. Tori Nelson is in the house. Can we get a round of applause for our special guest, please? Thank you very much. There you go. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you all?
All right. Okay. That's what it is. Welcome to After Further Review. The biggest show is in the building. I'm honored right now. I'm on the phone with an official champion and all of that.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Oh yeah, no doubt. So we'd like to get right into it from the door. Tell us, you know your story. The floor is yours. It's wide open for you now.
I'm a single mother of two. A world champion, number one in the world, number one in the United States, a female professional boxer that worked my head off to make it.
So, how did you, get into boxing where you wanted, you're a champion now. So how did you, what made you wanted to start boxing?
I had two kids. I've always been athletic. I played a lot of sports in school. And I had two kids, so you lose your sexy after you have your kids. I gained some weight. So I had to get my weight down. And so at the time, my husband, he's my ex now, but he was like, he used to box in the military, and he said the cardio would help me get it down for boxing, just go to boxing class. And I was like, okay, cool. So I went, and my manager now, he was like, what would you do if you competed? Because he owned the gym. And I was like, if I competed, I'm going to be the world champion. And he was like, okay. And so that's how I got started. And now, by God's grace, I'm the world champion.
No doubt. So where are you from?
I'm from South Virginia, but right now I live in Ashburn in Northern Virginia.
Okay. Shout out to VA. So how long have you had the belt and when did you win the belt and how did it affect you as, making your dream come true and saying like, okay, if I do this, I'm going to be a champion?
I always put my heart, my all in everything. There's no need to do anything if you're not going to put 1,000 in it. So, I just knew once I started, I was going to keep going to the top. And so the sky's the limit for me. But I've had the belt, I had the WBC belt. For like a year and some, but then I lost it because it's hard for female boxing to get backing.
Right.
And so I didn't have any sponsors or anything to back me, so I couldn't get any fights. So I lost it. They stripped me of it. And then I got the WIBA belt, and I had both of them at the same time, but I've had the WIBA belt for almost a year now.
Okay.
And I plan to keep this one.
No doubt.
Thank you to Bounce Back Energy Drink for sponsoring me.
Yeah, shout out to Bounce Back Energy Drink and all that. No doubt. So, when you're, what is your training regimen like? You say you have, three jobs and you have your family and things of that nature. So how do you, work all of that and incorporate that into your training?
Well, I drive school bus, so I get up in the morning, and I'm on my bus at like 7, and so I'm driving until like 9. When I get off the bus at 9, I'm taking the kids inside. I go to the gym for an hour.
Uh-huh.
I shower at the gym, and I get back on the bus. And then when I finish, I come back to the gym from 6:30 to 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
That's on days if I'm not working.
Okay.
I'm in.
So you say you drive a school bus. So I bet you your the children in your school bus are very well behaved. They don't give you no problems.
If they do, I just ball my fist up and tell them I'm gonna punch them in the eye.
You know what I mean? And then they can go get their mother too. Word up. Wow, you know what I'm saying? You don't have no problems, you know. Yeah,
yes.
Applaud that.
I'm gonna get them a spawn in. Bring
no
the whole
doubt.
Family, I can get some good
farming. No doubt, you know. That's why I was like, wow, okay, that makes sense. She's a boxer, she's a champion, and she drives a school bus. I know that everybody's like, how you doing, Miss Nelson? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
Yes.
Everybody's sitting down, all quiet, scared to look out the window. They don't want no problem with the bus driver. Wow.
That is too funny.
Mm-hmm. So was it hard for you to, was it hard for you to find fights at first? Because, I mean, like I said, you know, it's not really a lot of, female, you know, fighting out there. I think the last one everybody really kind of like, they talked about a lot was like Layla Ali and the situation, I guess, with Ann Wolf or whatever. And that's that was the last thing as far as women, female fighters are concerned. So who is out there that's, you know, in your division, or that could really, really, you know, out there for you to that could really give you some competition?
Well, it was a girl that was number one, Christina Hammer. She's mm-hmm. undefeated as well.
Okay.
And we were gonna go, but then she moved up in weight class. But the only thing is, she only fight in her country. She's from Germany.
Oh, okay.
And if you go to Germany, you're going as an opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to different people countries already, and you know, it's some I won, some I didn't. I didn't lose by God's grace. But,
yeah, you know how it go. Yeah, it's like they got the home court, the home boxing
exactly.
ring advantage, so to speak. Right.
Exactly. And if their girl is a champion, they not gonna let her lose.
That's right. That's right.
So I got two draws that way.
Mm. So, what is a typical day? I mean, you say you drive the bus and you get off the bus. So, what is your, you know, how many, you know, do you get your jogging in and your ring work, and how does that go for you?
Like, I actually just left the gym so I could come do an interview with you guys.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Applaud that. She left the gym early.
Yeah.
No doubt. Thank you. I appreciate that. For real. We appreciate that.
Yeah. No, thank you, guys. I put in, if I'm fighting, if I have a fight within a month on the radar, or a month and a half to 2 months, I put in two-day training.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in twice a day, and I put it in hard.
Mm-hmm.
But like being that now I don't have a fight right now,
mm-hmm.
I go in just once. Sometimes I do 2 days. That's just because I want to. But
right.
most of the time, I just do the 1 day. I don't run too much. I'm not a runner. He never really made me run. He tell me all the time, you practice what you're going to do in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you practice the way you're going to fight. If you're going to run when you get in there, then okay, you get out and run. But if you're
right.
going to stand and do your thing and box or bang, this is what you need to do. So I do a lot of my cardio in the ring.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, as far as, you know, getting the recognition in regards to, you know, for female boxers and things of that nature, do you feel that, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done still, or are you at a point where you're getting respect, or is it, you know, have even scratched the surface, or... Because, you know, you hear about female, you know, boxing and things of that nature, but it's like, okay, like you said, there's not really enough of that to go around, and you really don't hear about it. So where does the, you know, where does the recognition begin? Who is going to be that person to say, okay, I'm a champ, I'm serious about mine, and where's the competition? Because I know they're out there, but where, you know.
Yeah. You know, hopefully I'll be that person that I can bring female boxing out. But it's so hard. You, like you said, unless you have, like, the last name of somebody like Layla,
mm-hmm.
she had, you know, the only one that really did it without having that last name was Christy Martin.
Right. That's a familiar name, Christy Martin,
but,
right.
But it's hard for us to get recognition. You know, people, they love, first when they say, okay, it's a female on the card, they're like, okay. But once they see us boxing, they love it. When they see us fighting, they love it. They always, I always get fight of the night at any card I'm on.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't understand. It's just, I guess it's just, they still looking at it as this is a male sport and females shouldn't be doing it because we don't get, I used to hold the same belt, not comparing myself, but the same belt Floyd Mayweather held, you know?
Right.
But nobody wants, nobody's banging my door down for to sponsor me. Nobody's banging my door down for anything.
Right.
And I mean, how much more can I get? I'm number one in the world, number one in the United States, undefeated, a mother of two. You know, I'm working 2 and 3 jobs. I still train. I'm doing all I can do. These guys, and that's not just me. That's all female boxers and probably all female athletes. That's single parents. Guys, they just can go. Even if they got a family, you know, their wives
somebody's
watching those kids. Right. They just go and train. They don't have to worry about it. You know, we can't just leave our kids.
Right. Wow.
But we don't get any recognition for that.
But wow. Yeah, 646-200-3838 is the number to dial. Press 1. We're going to chop it up with the mayor. I'm here with the ladies champion, middleweight champion, Tori Nelson. So basically, any like advice you want to give as far as, you know, trying to just get started, just trying to like, you know, get, you know, things together as far as, you know, making yourself feel, because it's about to be, the weather's about to break. You know, it's about to get nice, and it's never too late to try to, you know, get your health on. So any advice as far as, you know, to the listeners, all the listeners out there that, you know, just to get them started as far as, you know, thinking that, oh, I can't do this. You can do it. You know, you're a perfect example.
Most definitely, you can do it. I mean, can is not a word in our dictionary. In my house, I tell my kids, can is not a word. It's either I have not tried it yet, or I haven't been introduced to it yet.
No doubt.
You know,
hold on one second. Hold on one second. We got a caller. Mike, what's good? Welcome to the Biggest Show. Where you been, man? Missing the action.
Yo, what's
where you been,
good?
Man?
What's good, yo? I just been chilling. I think there's some things I had to do.
You picked a good night to check back in, man. We got the WBC, WIBA middleweight female champion in the building, man. So, you know, act accordingly. Put on your bow tie. Act accordingly now.
Right.
Act like you got some manners.
That's full moon right now.
That's what it is.
Well, hello. Who am I speaking to? What's her name?
My name is Tori Shonuff Nelson.
Tori Shonuff Nelson.
Shonuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, and you're the number one female boxer in the world.
Yes, sir. In middleweight boxing, I'm the number one female boxer in the world and out of state.
Well, let me ask you, I just want to ask a question. So, how does your family feel about you boxing?
Well, I'm a single mother, so my kids, they love it. They absolutely love it.
Yes, you bugging?
They cheer me on. When I go to my fight, they're right there ringside. When I get out the ring, I ask them. They my worst critic. They push me. They make me work hard, so they love it.
What? They can tell that I'm going to get my mama on you and shut it all down.
You know,
shut it down.
You know, my mom's boxing, I probably have to jump in that ring. Somebody,
you know what I'm saying? We was talking, and she drives a school bus. One of her jobs is she drives a school bus. So I was like, yo, you know she got that school bus on Smash, right? Them kids is angels.
Oh yeah, when Medea beat homeboy up on the bus, she got.
We ain't having none of that on Miss Nelson's watch. We not having none of that.
Exactly, Medea. Oh no, sure enough, it ain't happening.
Sure enough, is in the building.
No.
What was this something that you always wanted to do? Was it, you know? Or did it just apparently happen?
It just happened. You know, I like to tell people, boxing chose me. I never thought about boxing, ever, ever.
So where do you see yourself? I'm like, you're already number one. So I'm like, what's the next step for you?
You know, I think I'm going to box maybe 3 more years, and then I want to open some gyms and train the next champion. We're going to breed champions.
So, like, and what's the worst thing, you know, what's the worst thing about boxing and the best thing about boxing you like? If you don't mind
the worst thing about it is, the worst thing about it is two things. For one, I love to eat. And they take my food away from me, so that makes me angry.
Oh, man. So why did you get up on a fight? She mad and she hungry. Yeah, that's you don't want that in your life.
Oh, man.
No. And the second worst thing is, you know, we give our all and we do everything we can do, and we don't get the recognition that the men get. That's the second worst thing. The best thing is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said, no, you hit it right on the nail, because that wasn't my next thing I was going to ask you about.
Oh, the recognition, it's bad. It's bad. Thank God that, you know, did have female boxing in the Olympics this year. So that was good. Big up to Clarissa Shields for winning that for us. You know, that put us on the map a little bit.
No doubt. Big up to Clarissa Shields. Big up to Queen Underwood. No doubt.
Yeah, exactly.
Do y'all go the same length of rounds as regular boxers like the males, or do y'all get it cut short?
No, we get cut short. We do 10. Well, I do, now that I do all championship bouts, it's 10 rounds, 2 minutes. The guys do 12 rounds, 3 minutes.
They used to do 15, but we ain't going to talk about that right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as the Olympic, you know, the U.S. Women's Olympic Boxing Team, did you see, you know, what did you see that you liked, and what did you see that maybe we could improve on for, hopefully, for 2016?
Yeah, you know, I was just so happy that we even made it into the Olympics, that they even recognized us enough to see the skills that those girls had. You know, so it's nothing I can say that I didn't like about it. I really was so happy about all of them. Even the ones that just went up to compete, you know,
right,
to try to beat the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a blessing. So for our girl to win it, you know, the United States girl to win it and take it home, that was just...
Right, right, over. No doubt.
But it did a lot for a minute, but then we went right back down. They don't even, you know, people say, oh, what are you box? You're a professional. And I'm like, yeah, I'm number one in the United States. What? I'm number one in the world. And what's your name? You know, it's bad.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I mean, that's just the stigma that is, you know, we have to deal with as far as, you know, looking at it from, you know, the women's aspect of it. It's going to get there. But it's, you know, people like yourself to really take it to that next level. Because I think that, you know, again, that Layla Ali, she kind of left the game a little early, you know what I mean? You know, she, you know, got her family thing situated or whatever. And you know, that kind of like took a little air out the balloon as far as getting it on a little, you know, notoriety scale. Because basically, you know, the MMA, females in the MMA are making more noise than the boxers. I just thought that really it stopped at the Olympics.
Yes. So true. I mean, I'm so proud of them, but it kills me to turn the TV on and you don't see not one female boxer in a commercial, but you see a female MMA lady.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, not even ranked in, like, talking about, but yet and still she, you know, she got sponsorship. I can't even find a good promoter.
Right.
You know, it's bad. I'm not understanding, but I'm not giving up. I'm going to push it to, you know, the sky's the limit. We're going to get there.
And we're gonna put your name out there after further review, TQ Palace. We're gonna, you know, do what it do, make it happen, help you out, get it out there, because you know, you earned that belt, and you want to defend it, and you want to, you know, be active, and you want to get that notoriety, because like you said, it should be, you know, you have the men's champion, then you have the, you know, the women's side. She should get the recognition as that.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
No
That's
doubt.
So true. And, you know, it's hard to say I'm a boxer if you're not boxing. How can you walk around and say, I'm a boxer, I'm number one in the world? I mean, that's kind of embarrassing. But then they say, oh, when did you fight?
I'm gonna keep it 150 with you. When you was like the WBC, I was like, words? WBC got a, you know, female champion? Like, I had to, you know, do some, you know, research, and I got the information or whatever, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yes.
You know, so
and
I mean, if the boxing organizations, we call them the alphabets. If the alphabets are, you know, putting, you know, belts up, then how come they aren't supporting their champions and, you know, getting them out there that you know, they could build that name up?
I don't know. They don't. Once we win it, it's a wrap. You just go and you on your own. You got to do whatever you got to do. If somebody picks you up, they do. You know, we even called out to, this kind of hurt me because we called out to Under Armour. And at first they was like, oh, you got a champion, okay. Then they pulled me up, they saw me, they was all excited. Then they was like, oh, no, we're going to go with Carnillo, the little
Canelo Alvarez?
Yeah.
Okay.
They was like, no, we don't want her. We're going to go with for him.
Right.
And I was like, wow, because he is a male boxer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
you know, that kind of, that was a slap in my face that made me be like, okay, I got to push this thing a little harder.
So then the next time they're under Armour going to be knocking on your door, and you're going to be like, you know, Jimmy don't live here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, no, real talk. I mean, you know, how could you be expected or expected to be respected if you don't get the respect that you earn?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
that's,
you know, you
so
got a championship
true.
Belt. You're a titleist. You're undefeated the whole 9 yards. So how can you expect to get that recognition from the people that even gave you the belt?
Yeah.
You got those from two sanctioning committees.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So hold on 1 second. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Maybe she didn't want to talk to
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what's going on.
Hello?
So, yeah, hello?
I hear something.
Yeah, so I don't know. You got one of them Boost Mobile joints or whatever. But, yeah, but I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, it's hard to get respect, I guess, when, you know, what's going on with them? Are they doing the work? Are they looking for people that, you know, they could, you know, put up against you and so you could get your name out there? Or they just say, like you said, to say, okay, here's your belt, okay. And just, you know,
no,
leave you twisting in the wind.
We have to find out. Nope. We find our own people. We do, you know, my team do all the homework.
Right.
We got to find them. All they want is the money. You pay us. You pay the officials to come.
Mm-hmm.
And we do.
Right.
That's it. I mean, you know, we got to do all the homework, all the footage. We got to do everything.
So, if I was a guy. Oh, yeah, it'd be a whole totally different. You'd be on HBO? You'd probably be on Showtime now because everybody left HBO. You'd be on Showtime now.
So, can I ask you something? Would you actually condone your daughter if she was the one to box? Could you let her box to sit on how aggressive the boxing is?
Oh, most definitely, I would let her box. I want more females to box. Because the more of us, if more of us box, I encourage women to get out there and box. Because the more of us that box, the maybe they'll have to recognize us. I would love for my daughter to box. I would train her. I really would.
To me, I'm not trying to be facetious or funny or nothing, but in my opinion, and the way it's, you know, from what you're saying right now, and I'm feeling some kind of way because, you know, the title belts don't come easy. You know what I'm saying? And,
oh my
and
God.
To get the recognition to take it to that next level, you would have to do some next level situation. So what I'm saying, to me, it's just me, I would be like, what's up with, you know, somebody that a name that you could bring out and call
yeah.
Somebody something. You know what I mean? To kind of stir up some interest and then be like, okay, we got a champ. She's undefeated. She's going to put her belt on the line. And is it nobody even in the middleweight? Or would you have to move up or move down? Or would somebody have to catch, do a fight at a catch weight? Or do they even do that, you know, in the female ranks?
Well, I was scheduled to fight the number two girl, Maria Lindbergh. I was going to fight her, but she didn't pass her medical exam.
Mm.
This just happened a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Everything was good, and until like 10 minutes before I was getting into the ring, the schedule to get in, they was like, oh, they're not going to let the fight go. Yeah, 10 minutes. I was about to get my hands wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, she didn't pass her medical exam. And I'm like, you really got to be kidding me. But, I mean, things like that, you know, but... We're not the ones. We like to fight girls that's ranked 5 and up.
Right.
You know, because you don't want to just put, people pay good money to come see these fights.
That's right.
So to just
that's
get
right.
a first round knockout, I mean, who would want to keep wanting to see me do that?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, but the next girl would have been Christina Hammer, but she moved up, I guess, because she wanted to fight the number one girl for, Junior, light middleweight.
Okay. We're going to try this again. Kia, you with us? What's good? Welcome to the bigger show. All right, what's going on? We got ladies champion, middleweight champion Tori Nelson in the building with us. I don't know if he was listening or if you could hear or whatever. We had the conversation
that's,
popping.
That's show
I
want to
slide
enough,
in
Nelson.
And add something or whatever.
Show enough, Nelson.
Show enough, Nelson, in the building. That's right. The bus driver, Jack. I would want to see one of them YouTubes. That YouTube video would be no joke. What? Hold on, let me pull this bus over. I got something for you. But
no.
So that's what it is. So Kia, what's up?
Nothing. Sitting here listening and watching Knicks and listening game, but nothing.
Yeah.
Hi,
so yeah.
Kia,
can
how are you?
Hi, how are you? So you're the heavyweight champion. Or I just put the tail end of everything. Sorry, I didn't hear everything.
No,
I'm gonna let her tell you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm the middleweight champion.
Okay, the middleweight.
Number one
okay.
in the world. Yeah, number one in the United States.
Okay. And your record is?
I'm 6-0 and I got 3 draws. Undefeated.
6-0 and 3 draws.
Uh huh.
But
they say if you get a draw in a different country, then that's
okay.
a win. But that's what they say in boxing. That's in boxing terms.
And how many by knockouts with the 6 wins? Is it like the full round? Do you have a knockout in any of those 6 rounds?
No, I don't have any knockouts. You know,
okay.
They coming. I've dropped a few girls.
Okay.
Try to tell you to put some barrettes down. That's right. Salute that. Tell you.
Sure.
It don't
so
stop. I'm trying to tell you. You didn't want to listen.
Okay. I've heard you said it's been a little rough for you to come to get some matches and stuff like that. A lot of obstacles been in your way and stuff like that. At every fight or just a particular fight?
What did she say? I'm sorry.
No, I heard a lot of obstacles you were facing. Has it been through all your fights or through certain fights?
No, just a few, certain fights.
Okay.
You know, just this last fight was the one that really got me. But usually, you know, it's bad but I get more recognition and you get more recognition, you get more money, and you get more relaxation when you go out of country and fight.
Right, but why should you go out of country when you're right here in the United States? You want to fight here in the United States. But in order to get more money, you got
to
go out of country. Right.
Exactly, because
right.
they don't recognize female boxing like they
yeah.
do male boxing. So I would
of
love
course,
to fight
that's
that
why you, yeah, of course. Of course, because it's a male-dominant sport. But I guess you're going to have to make a statement.
That's my plan, Kia. That's my plan.
You have
I'm
to make
trying.
A statement.
So, do you have any information in regards to like sponsorship where people can, you know, reach out if they're interested or they, you know, they want to, you know, find out more about you or maybe, you know, try to, you know, even help find some fights or something like that. What could people do to help?
You know, you can actually go on my website and see me, but you might want to just contact my guy, like for sponsorship, just mm-hmm. let him know. His name is Craig Flatiger.
Craig
Flatiger.
You spell
his
last name?
Flatiger. FLABAGER.
Okay.
And his number is 703.
Right.
969-1812.
Okay, and give people your website so they, you know, if they want to get in touch with you and, you know, keep up with you,
yeah,
find out what's going on.
Yeah, follow me. Go on my website at www.ToriShowNuffNelson.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter, it's ToriShowNuff. Or you can come on Facebook, and I stay on Facebook. You can talk to me on Facebook at ToriShowNuffNelson.
No doubt. I mean, you know, after further review, GQ Palace, we're honored to have you. And, you know, we really, you know, want to help you, you know, get on. And shout out to Bounce Back Energy Drinks one more time for, you know, sponsorship and all that, you know what I mean? And looking forward to doing, you know, bigger and better things. So, you're just like, right now, you don't have any fights upcoming, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So and so like if you were to get a call like to say somebody wants to fight you in let's say Seattle, Washington in 2 months. I mean, would that, you know, would everything cease or would you have your schedule have to change or, you know, how would you go about that?
Yes, my schedule's changed, but I would take it because, you know, I want to fight. So if a fight come up, I have to jump on it. And, you know, we're struggling. We need a promoter so bad right now.
Right, no
doubt. I'm looking for a promoter, a good one, because we've been burnt so many times.
No doubt. Hold on one second. We got G. Smith from Bounce Back Energy Drink in the building. What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? I just wanted to call in, let Tori know, you know, yo, she's definitely coming to New York City. They about to see her. Bounce Back is supporting her 150,000%. So
no
y'all
doubt.
Can see that real soon.
150,000%. No doubt. That's what it is.
So we just got our distribution deal with the Judah Brothers Gym. So everywhere we move, you're going to see Tori.
Okay.
Everywhere we move, she about to start coming up.
That's
definitely
what it is,
got
man.
To check the mayor out personally, in person.
No doubt, my
so,
dude.
You know,
we're going
to
get it in. No doubt.
In,
yes,
man,
sir. Yes, sir.
Really let Tori know, you know, she got back in 100% over here.
No doubt.
100%.
Right.
So, all, you know, all the struggles and the frustrations, you know,
yeah.
that comes along with it, you know, we're going to be in this together, man. And she about to feel that no more.
That's what it is,
so
man.
We're going full steam ahead, you know, and I just wanted to really call in and, you know, show some appreciation, sir. All right? You know,
appreciation, fam.
The
Bounce Back Energy in the building, man. Shout out to Bounce Back Energy Drinks and the whole nine, man.
We
here, man.
We definitely doing a thing, man. We was in the building for Zab's open workout.
Okay.
About to see Tori open workout. She's about to get some fights, man. We moving strong. We're going to come see you personally.
Okay.
So I just
wanted to
call in. Let Tori know once again, because that's like my family.
Yes, sir.
You know, we
that's
love
right.
you over here, and we're going hard out here. That's
what
Bounce Back
is
about.
Yes, right. Bounce Back and Tori said the sky's the limit.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yo, appreciate you for calling. We'll hang out, man, whatever. We here, man. So anybody else got any questions for the champ?
How long have you been fighting?
What?
7 years. It'll be 7 years in August.
And this has
I had
always
an
been your passion.
Excuse me.
This is what you have always wanted to do.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I never thought about boxing. It never crossed my mind. And it
just
chose
one day,
me.
Just one day, picked up this some gloves and just started boxing.
Yeah, I went to the gym because I needed to lose some weight to get my sexy back. I had my kids, so I gained some weight, and so I just went to the gym. And I'm the only girl, I'm the baby girl of three boys, so I've been fighting all my life.
How do your brothers feel about you fighting?
I can relate to that. I'm the baby of five boys, so I can relate to that.
I'm sorry, you know what? You put some gloves on, you might be a beast.
So 7 years, and
yes, I started amateur. I started boxing amateur. And then my trainer was like, yo, you can't go any further. I mean, you'd have been 3-time Golden Glove champion. You just need to move on. You know, so I was like, okay. So he was like, you thinking about going pro? And I was like, let's do it. And so we did it. And I mean, it's just been a blessing ever since.
And so you just doing a lot of promotion work now, trying to get the name out there. Well, it's already out there, but, you know, trying to get the name. So what do you reside at? Do you in here in the East Coast or the West Coast?
No, I'm on the East. I live in Virginia. I live in Virginia.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My northern accent. How do your brothers feel about you boxing? Do they feel like, you know, it's something that they wanted you to do? How do they actually feel about you boxing, your brother?
They my biggest fan.
That's it. They have to be. I agree.
They my big. Oh my God, they loved it. I'm telling you. I was actually on the phone for this last fight. The brother close to me, in age. We was actually talking and we watching footage of the girl together over the phone. Oh my God, and he finds everything about me. They are my biggest fans.
We were watching like a tape of a fight or something together?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
They have to be your biggest supporters.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know. My shit's out there boxing.
Wait, you think that one about her taking care of herself? That's the biggest point about having, especially when they instill so much stuff in you. I think that's the same way my brothers. They knew I knew how to handle myself with sport and everything. With the love of the
exactly.
Of course, I agree with that. They did a good job.
Yes. Those were my first coaches.
I agree. They won't send you out there and let you know your stuff.
Exactly.
Ain't no room at the table.
I know that's the truth. I've been touched it plenty of times. I know that's the truth. They won't send you out there and let you know your stuff.
Exactly. That's true.
Oh, my God. Well, I wish you much success in trying to fight this men so-called big boys club.
Yeah.
Well, it is what it is.
So-called big boys club society. If you want to call it that.
I like that one. Thank you, Tia, so much.
It's a so-called big boys. Especially it's a so-called please.
So it's big girl and big boy.
That's exactly. It's equal, but they don't want to see it that way unless you make you got to make your own noise. Make some noise. They'll hear you.
That's exactly. What it is.
Exactly.
Make some noise. That's what it is.
The right people, you can make some noise.
Don't get offended at me, but I just think certain sports ain't for females. I'm sorry, I always said that. Certain sports not for females.
Well, you're one of those guys that females will put down and let you know this is for females.
No,
in professional, you wear no headgear.
Oh, my God.
But I have a question for you.
Oh, come on.
You think we're okay? Y'all understand it's an aggressive sport. I do. But how many men have pushed out a baby?
None.
But see, no. I'm not talking about pushing out a baby. None. But I'm talking about getting punched in the head.
Okay, that's worse than a punch in the head. But you pushing out an 8 and a 10 pound baby out of come on. The pain that
yeah,
we go
see,
through.
You can't get brain damage for pushing a baby out.
But see, we could get into a philosophical conversation about why the lady and the man and all that, because we got to get, no, man, you got me stuttering right now because it's getting deep. I'm like, okay. But it's like, y'all, you know, that's a blessing that y'all can do that. Can nobody else, no other creature in the world, you know, give, you know, birth carry for 9 months and then, you know, have a baby. We can't do that. So that's something that we have to deal with in regards to if y'all want to be athletes.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's no disrespect to you. No disrespect to you as far as, you know, being women or whatever the case may be. No disrespect. But it's certain things that we have to deal with as far as dealing with, you know, women. You know, and I mean, you know, what happens if a big fight comes up and, you know, other things happen and that's happening in your life? And a fight, you might have to postpone it or whatever the case may be. You understand?
And that's true. That's mm-hmm. true. But that's just like a guy getting hurt.
Yeah, that's true too now.
Exactly.
But that like what you just said, those two hurts is really different. Those two hurts is different.
That's,
you know, I can't imagine
you
having a baby hurt as compared to a twisted knee hurt or a broken leg hurt.
That's why you got to go out there and prove people like Mike said, you got to prove those guys wrong. That's why you got to do what you got to do and make them realize.
No, it's just like, I just feel like it's just certain things, you know, like the football, you know, and everything. But, you know,
I've seen some beasts get it in at Prospect Park, my dude. No disrespect.
Yes.
I've seen some beasts get it
yes.
in at Prospect Park or tackle
no,
football.
No, I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying I've
you know what I'm
that
saying? Like, what?
There's some vicious females.
Oh, my God. Like you know, and hey, you know, I all due respect to them. You know what I mean? So they out there, but I guess is the problem or question, is it not enough of them? Boston 36, the Knicks 30, second period. Is it not too many of them? So you can't come together and say, hey, we're going to form our own thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or like
well,
you said,
I mean, yeah, it should, you know, and they will. Give them time to watch.
You know?
It's going to be just like it's a WNBA.
Right,
it's going to be
right.
a WNFL.
Right. And like you said earlier, you know, you being the champ, they should be coming knocking on your door instead of you having to
exactly.
go, you know, look
that's
for them. You know what I mean? That's
yeah,
the point I'm trying
that.
To make as far as that. But that day will come. That day will definitely come.
It will. And I'm
going to
keep pushing for it.
That's
long
right.
as I got Bounce Back Energy Drink supporting
right.
me.
Right, no doubt. Shout out to Bounce Back Energy
you
Drink.
Know,
no doubt.
Like I said, the sky's the limit for us. You know, they're
mm-hmm.
going to help me fight as well, and I'm going to keep going, and I'm going
right.
to do the best I can, and
that's
I'm going
right.
to make a way for these other girls that's coming
mm-hmm.
along.
Mm-hmm. Because again, like you said, you know, this is your time right now. But again, at the end of the day, you're gonna be that pioneer, that person, be like, okay, we can always look back and see Tori Nelson. She paved the way for us and made it happen. When you know nobody else kind of like believed and wanted to take that shot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's due. And like you said, if it's a
yeah.
if it's a WNBA and there's females playing football and all of that, and hey, why not? You know?
Why not? Why
especially
not?
If you're in something that you
and
love to do, you dedicate it.
You have the right people around you.
Right.
To promote itself, it's always good to have the right people around
right.
you.
Right.
Exactly.
It's,
you know,
it,
I'm trying to come up to New York so I can get a good promoter. I hope and pray, you know, we team up with the Judas, hopefully, and or either, you know, I come out to New York so I'm a good promoter.
No doubt. No yeah. doubt. It's definitely some... And not to make the wrong statement and use the wrong word, there's definitely some slick talkers up here.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, most definitely.
Amen from the congregation on that one. But yeah,
you
I mean,
do your homework on them.
Yeah. So are you coming? Are you coming up for the fight?
No, I won't come. I'll have 2 weeks before I come. I come on the 11th.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So come after the fight, yeah. So it's gonna be crazy. That's gonna be crazy. Zab Judah and Danny Garcia. That's gonna be real crazy.
Big up to Jam. I hope Zab get this one. He got to.
I'm hoping that he do his thing. You know, they postponed the fight or whatever because Danny Garcia had something was wrong with his ribs or stomach or something, and they put it off. So I'm just hoping that Zab do his thing. I always liked Zab Judah, you know what I mean? But, the only thing that thing that threw me off with Zab is when he had the fight with Kasuzu and when they did the Harlem Shake, the invention of the original Harlem Shake. Shout out to the big homie Zab Judah, no doubt. Shout out, that's my man, 50 grand, hard body, karate, and all that. Shout out to Zab. But that was the original Harlem Shake.
The OG version.
Shout out to the homie Zab Judah, no doubt, man. After further review, GQ Palace is in the building, man. 646-200-3838, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We got the ladies champ, middleweight champion in the building with us, man. Kia, what's going on? How you feeling about your Lakers for this game, too, tomorrow night?
I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be fine. I'm just ready for the season to be over with. I think they'll be fine. I'm hoping we get game two. Maybe we can get game two. I think we'll get game two.
How's Kobe?
Kobe got the cast on today.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on. Kia is giving a Kobe Bryant update. Go ahead, Kia.
That's right. He got the cast off today. And, I'm a diehard Laker fan. I don't care. I am. I'm a Laker fan. First, Kobe. He got the cast off today, and he couldn't travel to the two games because of the swelling with the foot. But the cast came off today. I'm looking forward to him being in that seat in game three.
Wow.
So the cast came off today. That's a plus. And he started therapy the end of the week or beginning of next week. He started therapy in the leg, and, he'll be back.
Okay.
Kia, I don't mean to get on your bad side, but you already know I'm getting ready to tell you, right? About Mike Brown, right?
You
I just want to say it, Mike Brown. I'm gonna say it again. Mike Brown. But I didn't want to come off like I know this, I know that. But I think they gave him a raw deal from the door.
The Cavaliers took him back.
He could have said, no, I'm going to chill for 2 years and get the $8 million that the Lakers still owe him. The Lakers still owe him $8
million. The $8 million is not going to Lakers.
I understand that. My original point being, and Mike can testify to it, is that they didn't have to fire that man after five games. What did Mike D'Antoni do that would have been any better than what Mike Brown would have done? They barely made the playoffs.
I want him fired tomorrow. If we do the San Antonio game, I want him fired the next
game. Right. I don't know what to tell you about that one. I don't know.
We ain't worried about no money. Lakers ain't worried about the money situation.
Let me ask you about the sixth man award. What do you think about J.R. Smith getting the sixth man award?
I didn't think he deserved it.
Who do you think deserved it? I'm gonna tell you who I think should have got it. Who do you think deserves sixth man award?
Even though I thought the season, he had a good season before the half, before the All Star, and he should have got it. But he played kind of like not up to what he's supposed to play. And of course, last night he played like he should have been playing all season. Jamal Crawford should have got the sixth man award. Jamal Crawford had a good season.
He had a season worthy of being a sixth man. I mean, J.R. Smith did his numbers when Carmelo was out and da-da-da-da. But for all the shots that J.R. Smith took and made, I can give you some shots that J.R. Smith shouldn't have took. And I can give you some more shots that he did take and he didn't make. But I'm not disrespecting him. They gave it to him and all that. I'm a Knicks fan.
You know what I mean? But
they gave him that because
the Sixth Man of the Year Award is not nothing to really hang your head on. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this game tonight. Go up to Boston 2-0. If you want to show me something, go up to Boston 2-0.
Yeah,
win this game tonight if you want
to
show me something. Heat 57, Bucks 53, third quarter. But yeah,
because
so
if Knicks lose this game, they're the biggest, strongest team that can dethrone the Heat. I think
The Knicks lose this game, all bets are off. Because you know it's going to be a wild feed in Boston on Friday night. It's going to be crazy.
They're going to be fighting.
It's going to be crazy Friday night in Boston.
They're going to be fighting. They have to win. Knicks is the biggest threat to dethrone LeBron.
So I think that we should go up there 2-0. You know what I mean? And I think that would be our best op. Our best option to go up there 2-0. You know what I mean? And have control of the series. If we go up there even, it's all bets are off. It's a problem.
And it's the same thing with the Nets got cocky in game 2 and look what Chicago did.
Nets going to get beat.
Chicago came, and I said it, and I called it that way, and I said, you watch what happened in game 2. And
the Nets going to get beat. I didn't even know
what
Joe Kim Noah
was playing. Noah came out there with that injury. He was a feeling well, but he came out there and did the Nets 30.
But what's up with Derrick Rose though? Is he coming back?
No,
or is he not coming back? Or what's the deal with
him? When somebody put on the air on the what's name said, if I was Lou Day, I would kick Derrick Rose to the face.
But what that got to do with Derrick Rose coming back? Is Derrick Rose coming back or not?
I think Derrick Rose should have said that he wasn't coming back after all.
I think he should have just said, well, you know what? I'm not gonna come back this season at all.
And he made a statement that this is what I heard. He made a statement that if they get to the second round, I'll be ready.
He's on some Ray Lewis stuff right now. Everybody want to have something to rally around.
I said he ain't say that. I said there's no way Derrick Rose is. Yes, he said if they get past the second round, he can play the second. He can play 10 minutes. He can play 10 minutes now. He can play 10 minutes. You tell me he's on the bench and Noah is not feeling well and pounding that ball.
Just having him suit up would be, you know what I mean?
And
even if he could just play for 10 minutes, that just would put that idea in the team's head that Derrick Rose is back out here.
But he should have just said that he wasn't coming back.
And left it at that, that's all.
But now
so what about your man? What about your man, Michael Jordan? He fired another coach.
Well,
now he got six coaches. He got six coaches and six rings.
Yeah. Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. I never was a fan of Michael Jordan as a kid. So I could care less. I'm not a big fan of Michael Jordan.
As an executive, he's I hate to say it, and I don't get in no trouble. And GQ Palace Sports does not endorse this message. Michael Jordan sucks as an executive.
Player,
he's the man. You know what I mean? But as an executive, come on, son.
Leave it
to the people that know what they're doing.
And his problem is that he don't make the right decision. Just the same way they were talking about with Joe Dumars, when he come with GM, when he's talking to him to get a new coach. He doesn't make the right decision.
Didn't Joe Dumars get a ring with Detroit though?
No, I'm just saying.
I hear you. But
certain picks,
draft
picks.
Right,
but you know what?
But look at Joe Dumars, right? And his career, Joe Dumars was, you know, he's a respected player. He got rings, the whole nine yards or whatever. You can kind of picture him as that, you know, coach on the floor or maybe even as a step into a front office position. Could you see Michael Jordan really? Did you really imagine Michael Jordan in a front office position even when he was a player? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I never expected him. I didn't expect him, but I'm going to be interested to see who's going to be their next coach because they were saying Bill Laimbeer. I mean, is it Bill Laimbeer? Laimbeer's name was mentioned out there.
Uh-huh.
They were even talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I said, Kareem is not coming out to coach
the Bobcats?
No, to coach Detroit.
To coach Detroit Pistons?
Pistons.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the coach of the Pistons.
That was on the fourth page when it was. I'm like, please, Kareem ain't coaching nobody.
They'd be better off get Dennis Rodman. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's what I said. I said no, and then they were saying about
about whether Bill Chicago, with Cleveland, well, not the Cleveland job, but the with Scott being gone and with Shaw being available, who else is going to be gone? Whether OKC, if they don't make the next thing, if OKC don't make it.
If, not for nothing, if the Knicks don't win this first round series and Phil Jackson wants to come back, Mike Woodson going to be gone.
They have to win this series.
If Phil Jackson comes back and says that he wants to coach, I mean, like, you know, really coach, not in none of that, I'm going to coach this series and I'm going to go home and all. No. If you're going to come down and do it hard body or don't do it at all. You know what I'm saying? If he decides that he wants to come back coaching, all bets are off. Everybody's suspect. I'm going to use your word. Everybody's suspect. Everybody.
You can't even go against Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers, Knicks only won that game by the fourth quarter last
year. This blaze of glory right here, this is the last run for the Celtics, man. I don't know if Danny Ainge is going to, you know, they're going to work it out or if he, you know, thinks that he could do something else or whatever. It's some names out there. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that Doc Rivers is going to, you know, leave or whatever, but I think he probably wanted to leave it before this season.
Yeah, but they love these guys, talk to him to come back, but they don't look different without Rondo. I give him that.
Doc
handled y'all the first three quarters without Rondo in this series. Because the Knicks only won that game in the fourth quarter.
Paul Pierce was like, they did everything that they wanted to do still. The only thing was, you know, they came up short in the fourth quarter. They did everything that they wanted to do, so they really don't feel like, you know, they got outplayed or anything of that nature. 646-200-3838 is the number to dial, man. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. Troy, you still with us?
I'm still here.
All right, no doubt. We didn't forget about you. We just get off into it. That's how we do.
Kia is for real about her.
No doubt.
This is from the five brothers, Tori. This is from the five brothers.
No doubt.
They taught me well.
So, how you like your schedule? The Pittsburgh Steelers schedule. The schedule's dropped on Thursday night.
I'm already getting hit from Lions fans talking about what they're gonna do when they come. So we got Thanksgiving Day against.
Let me tell you something about that group right there. Hold on. We got a call in the building. I was about to go in, but Kim is in the building. What up, Kim? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey,
Kim. Hey, I just wanted to know from Tori Nelson, what would she say to an up and coming female boxer who's trying to, you know, start off? What words of encouragement would she say to her?
The sky's the limit. Don't give up. If it's something you want to do, what you put in it is what you're going to get out of it. You know. Yeah. Do what you got to do to get what you want.
All right.
Don't let anybody tell you can't, you know, because that's not a word. You have to prove yourself because it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. But if you want it, go for it, baby.
Okay. Do you think that someone should, like, look for sponsors, like, as they're starting off or waiting for their established first and then look for sponsors?
Well, no, you got to have something to bring to the table for a sponsor first. So if you're starting off, are you doing amateurs or are you going straight pro?
I just want to be able to knock people out.
Oh, my goodness. They eat you some spinach.
That's it.
She want to die.
What? No, when you do it,
she said, I just want to be able to. Yo, run that, son. Oh, man. I didn't know you had it in you. I got to make sure I check my wallet when I'm arrested. Robbing me out. She said, I just want to be able to knock somebody out, son.
Tori,
Corey. Not get in trouble, you know?
Yes.
Not get in trouble. It's legal.
Corey. Yes, yes.
Do you do a lot of mentoring? Do you like do any mentoring?
I do talk to some kids, but as
okay.
far as, like, to go out and do mentoring, no, not really.
Okay. No, in Virginia, not go out, like in Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, I do go out and I talk to kids. You know, we're actually
right.
I mentor
That's
every
good.
Day because dealing with these high school kids and, you know, I talk to a lot of kids every day. But as far
That's
as,
good.
Like, to sit them down and really mentor, no, I don't.
Okay.
And I think that's another important,
yeah.
you know, part of the whole situation. I think that as far as with the, you know, the respect chamber of it, if you were
yeah.
like a nigger name, if you, you know, your name was out there and, you know, that, you know, that belt could really, you know, hold some weight and kept, you know, catch attention and keep attention, you know, especially in the younger females, you know what I mean? It's something for them to aspire to. But like you say,
mm-hmm.
everywhere you turn around, it's like you got to, like, kind of, like, beat people in the head with your statistics and, you know,
yeah.
tell them who you are, you know what I mean? Like you said, you want it to be the day where people come in, oh, Tori Nelson, well, who's, you know, she's the champ, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
from,
yeah,
like
yeah.
a household name,
yeah.
you know, so to speak,
yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So it goes along with the whole situation, even with the kids. It's to me, it would be kind of like harder to get, you know, hold their attention, you know, for something for them to gravitate towards. You know what I mean?
That's
and that's going to come.
So,
that day's going to come too.
Yep.
Yes,
you know?
It's coming. It's going to
mm-hmm.
come. You're right. It's
no
coming.
Doubt. No doubt. So
they,
again,
they
we
need
you know,
that.
Go ahead.
And not that they need that.
No, yeah, no, oh, yeah, most
they
most,
do.
Most
You're
definitely,
right.
most definitely. They
especially
need it,
this
real.
Generation.
Oh,
this
God.
Generation especially needs
instead of videotaping them fighting, oh, my God, it should be difficult something.
I'm
now.
Telling you. Yes, I get on and I look at my Facebook and I see all
this
crazy fights.
I just delete it. Oh, my God, this is ridiculous.
It's
oh, you're talking about, oh, like the, oh, okay, like the
fights,
the
fights
or whatever.
They
fight
and
yeah,
stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Too much energy.
Yeah.
But I guess what you know, they need to you know get to the realization that hey, you can get paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
that hard?
Yeah,
you that thorough?
Yeah.
You body like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's get up in this
yeah,
gym and make it happen and get
exactly.
paid for it.
You can get
what
paid.
You?
It's legal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can get
paid.
Paid
legal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And no telling what other you know endorsement situations could come off of that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You out here getting all greasy, getting all, you know, and getting put on video where
well,
millions of people are seeing it for free?
For
and you
free.
Ain't getting nothing out of that?
That's crazy.
What's your problem?
Crazy.
Real talk, like, for real. You want to get out here and fight and act all crazy and this and that and the third, and you want people to be impressed by it. No, we don't put no punches here after further review. We in the building. For real, for real.
48, and
you
want to
get paid for it. You want to be all bad, and I want to beat this person up. What does it mean? After the end of 60 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever, you know, oh, I'm going to look at this again. I'm going to look at this again. I'm going to look at what do you get out of it?
Nothing.
Stuff it.
Nothing at all.
And people, now people are talking about you on Facebook. Look at this stupid chick on here fighting.
Oh, my
exactly.
God.
That's what you get out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Viral.
That's the you know that's the society that we live in today where you know the ladies you know middleweight champion in the world is not respected on the same level as somebody who's on World Star or YouTube,
yeah.
which is
yeah,
really you know backwards to me.
Yes,
it is. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. It is sad. It's like, oh, and they think it's cute.
Yeah,
that's
really I don't know where
it's
that I don't know where that mentality started. Where
I don't
you
know
it's,
either. It's not cute. And the people that sit there around and looking at it and yelling, I'm like, oh my god,
right?
I'm like,
right.
Okay, what? They need
right.
more mentoring. That's what they need.
They do. You're right.
And they see somebody like you, a female. They be like, they would be, you know. And you get paid.
Yeah,
for
I mean,
do.
Like when I do talk to females. You know, they really listen. They enjoy it. But for me to go out and try to get in, you know, or for, you know, I wanted to try to get into schools because that was my main thing. I wanted to go into the D.C. schools and talk to them. But it's so much behind it of, you know, just trying to get in.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, once again, if I was well-known, they would most definitely let me in.
But
But yeah, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, once you, you know, get over that hump where, you know, you're not anonymous anymore, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then the whole game gonna change.
Exactly.
The whole game gonna change.
Yeah.
Like it could be like a over, you know, literally overnight type situation where, you know, you know somebody can Google you right now and they say, oh, okay, she got a belt, whatever. Until now, you did conversation in all the barbershops and everybody, yeah, that's the situation that we want to get with. We gotta, you know, crawl before we walk, and it's gonna happen, definitely, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Because I think you got the drive and the ambition, and definitely you got the title. So they got to come see you. They want a title. They got to come see you. So you're automatically in the conversation. You know, and you bring that the undefeated record to the table, and your story is compelling and all of that. So basically, I think it would be a no brainer for somebody to latch on to your star before it gets way out there where now it's like, oh nah. Now you want to come to the party. The train has left already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's basically that. And we just honored to have you. You know what I'm saying?
I have one more question for her.
Uh huh.
At what age will you stop boxing?
Maybe. My thought would be 39. I started late. I started boxing really late. But I think I'm gonna stop at 39. I think I will. Unless I become a Bernard Hopkins.
At that time, if you become a Bernard Hopkins, man, listen. If you become a Bernard Hopkins, I think that would be like, again, it probably might have to come to that situation. Or you might have
exactly.
Pull a Rocky VI on him and come out of, come after,
Then I could get right. Then I'd be like, look at this 50-something-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But are the organizations just as shiesty on the female side as they are on the men's side? Because, I mean, I don't even want to talk about the WBA. Their rankings and all that, they pull them out of a hat or something. But are they as shiesty, for the women as they are on the men's side?
Yeah, they are. I think they're more leaning on the men's side than on the female.
I mean, because as far as with the men, I mean, they probably kind of like know what they're getting into with the Bob Arums and the Mayweathers and Oscar De La Hoyas and things of that nature. You know what you're dealing with. But as far as with the again, it's gotta be enough of them out there where they can pick and choose. That's the point, that I think that we want to try to, get across that, again, like we said earlier in the show where, the MMA, the female MMA fighters are getting more shine.
More, you're certainly right about that.
How did that come to be? Were they just skipped over the boxers? And again, we talked about the United States Olympic team, with Clarissa and Queen Underwood and them. So, the buck didn't stop there, did it? I hope not.
No, mm-hmm. It didn't.
Right.
Because I'm still here, so it didn't stop there.
Do you communicate with them? Do you talk to them?
No, actually, Clarissa Shields' camp called my camp and wanted to let her come up and train with me.
Uh-huh.
And we invited her, but she didn't come yet, so I don't know if she was coming or not. But they was like, no, we want to know if you'll train her or whatever. So my trainer was like, oh, nah, we won't train her, but we'll work with her.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, when I was going over to Bermuda, she wanted to come out with us. And, we was more than welcome for her to come, but she didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they called us, and that was really a good lookout. That was good.
So and eventually, she's gonna face the same obstacles that you're facing right now. That find opposition and to find worthy opponents that wanna fight her. I don't even know what to say about that. I think that should be something that should be really really looked upon as something that could be. A revenue
you know, stream down the line. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you have, you know, cards that were used to be anyway. You know, what happened to them? So they just kind of like, you know, just kind of the attention and the demand for it just kind of like died down. Like, so how many, like, what are the crowds for your fights? What are they, you know, are they undercards or major fights? Or how does that go?
You know, it's really good. The crowds are good. The crowds are really good. But, you know, it's sad. But I haven't been the main event. This was going to be my main event a couple of weeks ago. I was going to be the first female main event in, like, forever in D.C.
Right.
But then she didn't pass her exam, so that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But in other countries, I'm main event. But in my own country, I can't get main event. I mean, that's bad.
Yeah, it's backwards.
It's really backwards. And this is the United States
you're
talking about. It's crazy. And I can go to another country, and they treat me like, I mean, like for real, like I'm Floyd Mayweather over there.
They give you the respect you deserve as a champion.
Exactly. From the time our plane lands till we leave.
That's what's up.
But when you come back to your own country, you go. They don't even see you. They don't even know you.
Wow.
It's bad, but it's coming.
So how did you come up with your name, Sure Enough? That's what I want to know. How did you come up with that name?
My trainer. Oh, my God. My trainer, I got off work late one night. I'm sleeping the next day. Saturday morning, he calls and says, "Hey, I got it. And I'm like, "You got what?" He was like, "I got your name." I was like, "Okay, what is it?" He was like, "Show enough." I was like, "Really?" He was like, "Do you know what
you,
I'm talking?"
Like you was watching The Last Dragon again?
Yes.
You gotta stop watching The Last Dragon. I told you about this.
Yes. And I'm like, I mean, he was really excited, like he really had discovered something. And I'm like, are you serious? You mean from The Last Dragon? Yeah.
You seen that too?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's Bruce Leroy. Ooh.
Yes. So, you know, I saw that it made him so happy.
No doubt.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
I think once you get somebody with a voice, somebody, you know, whatever, it'll work itself out because you definitely is a man. You got to fight that man dominant world in boxing.
I will.
You have to stay on top of that. You know, and know who you are.
No
exactly.
doubt. Shout out to the champ, man. She gonna do her numbers, man.
It is what it is, man.
And shout out to Bounce Back Energy Drinks. They go the sponsors in the building.
Yes.
Bounce Back Energy Drinks is in the building. They holding it down, and they gonna make sure that you know she get what she deserves, and it's gonna be all right. But we just wanted to, you know, give her, you know, some time to get her shine on here. After further review, so we could be like, yeah, we in a corner, most definitely, man. We support you 150,000%, man. Hard body,
thank
karate.
You.
That's how we
so
do
much.
It. And Bounce Back Energy Drink, we're in a building. So it is what it is, man. So, again, at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that.
Did you want to go on Facebook thing? Anyway, I was busy watching this game.
Go ahead. Give me your information one more time.
No. It's going to be up on your page on the after review. Is it going to be up there?
It's what going to be
information.
Up
the information.
She got her information on her page.
No. I don't know what I'm saying. It's on your page, like on your after review, like all that stuff you were talking about with the because I didn't write anything down. I'm assuming it's up there. Like it's going to be up there.
She got her own page and she got her information.
No.
On.
I'm talking about.
No, she's saying,
page.
Is it going to be on your page so people can see it and then go to my page?
Oh
right.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh no, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah,
I'm looking at this picture.
Thank you. Because I'm sitting here watching this Knicks game. And
yeah, I'm caught up right now. They're killing me right now with Charles Barkley in his dress. It's killing me.
They are cracking up on the Knicks right now. Knicks got to win this game.
Knicks got to win
this game.
Knicks got to win it.
They have to win this game.
Lord.
They got to win this game. Because, you know, I think this one is really more important than the first one.
The first one
was just, you know, they got it out the way or whatever. So now this one, because you know Friday night in Boston is going to be a madhouse. They're
going to
be on that, you know, that Boston Marathon thing, and it's playoff basketball and the ghosts of Boston. But it ain't the Boston Garden. It's the TD, you know, Garden or whatever. But still, it's the Celtics and the Knicks.
Still gonna do
it's going to be crazy.
Still, the Knicks still going to do it. They're still going to do it.
It's going to be crazy.
They have to do it. They have to go in there and win because Doc LeVar already said they're going to play Garnett. And Zach LeGarnett, they said Garnett was going to do it. He's doing it right now in this game.
Yeah, no doubt. Shout out to all the callers and the listeners, man. We see you, man. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. It's going down hard body karate, man, after further review is in the building.
They are the legitimate people that can dethrone the Heat.
Yeah, I mean, but we got to get there first because
the
next round is not going to be no joke either. So, you know what I mean? We're going to see, you know, Indiana's not nothing to be sneezed at. You know what I mean? They was up 3-2 on Miami last year in the playoffs. So,
it don't make no sense how Atlanta is playing in that game.
Atlanta's just one of those. Atlanta's like one of them teams that, like, on a record. You know, when you have an album with like 12 joints on it. Atlanta's like one of them filler teams that just fill, you know, just to fill out the roster or whatever. Atlanta's garbage.
They
took the Celtics to seven games. They took the Cavaliers to seven games. I remember Dominique and them took Larry Bird in the seven games. What does it all mean? But yeah, so I just think that you know, the second round is going to be tough too for the Knicks. I think that again, if we do what we're supposed to do, hold our home court down, win tonight, go up to Boston 2-0, put the idea in the Celtics' head that hey, this series is not going to be that long. But if the Celtics win tonight, all bets are off.
You see, Geno Smith comment to his doubters that he will be an NFL quarterback.
Oh, I have no doubt that Geno Smith's going to be a quarterback, but I just think that, you know, it's going to have to be.
I don't think
there's a quarterback that deserves to go in the first round, if you ask me. That's just my opinion. I don't see no quarterback that goes in the first round in the first place. And the only one that to me that makes sense when I say makes sense is a team that you better pick them. Is the Buffalo Bills and the kid from Syracuse, because their coach is the Syracuse coach. So it would be the, you know what I mean? It would be the easiest, you know, transition for him to get taken by his college coach.
Thursday's almost here, so.
Did you hear that the security's going to be off the meat rack? It don't even make no sense to go, man. I'm watching on TV, I can't. I got no time for that. Security is going to be bananas for the NFL draft. And I don't blame them either.
It's going to be a lot of people. You know, it's going to be a lot of Giants people up in the air. You know, it's going to be a lot of Jets people up in the air. You know, but it's
can you give Darrell Revis a shout-out?
Oh, please. Gary, that's
Tampa Bay. You're going to be hearing a lot of that. Tampa Bay.
I'll wait for the season.
I'll pop my collar on that one time.
Yes. Wow.
I can see it now. Mark Sanchez is going to throw an interception. Darrell Revis is going to run it back in for a touchdown. Oh, and I'm gonna giggle. Oh my! Thank you, New York Jets. Thank you.
But you know what? Let him mess up. He get no guaranteed money. At this point in the game,
guaranteed money is what it's gonna be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He knows what he got to do. So that way, that should be the motivation factor right there. If he does his numbers. And then he could go into the office after the end of the season and be like, yo, you know what?
I won't believe it until I see it because I don't think that's secondary. I don't think he's add anything to the secondary.
You're crazy.
You're mad.
Tampa Bay. And we got the kid from the 49ers. So, I mean, and plus we still got old Rondae Barber back there.
people.
So I'm saying, well, our secondary gonna be all right. Our defense is tight as it is.
Here,
don't, be don't be mad.
On, man.
Don't be mad.
Don't be mad.
It'll be
all
right. It'll be okay. Tampa Bay
mad.
Buccaneers, baby. Our
oh,
body karate.
Please.
That's right. That's right.
Saying,
yeah,
this,
you,
this,
but you know me. But you know me. My thing about my team is my quarterback is suspect.
Oh.
If my quarterback was good, I don't even consider Josh Freeman good. Josh Freeman is a step, and I say it again, Josh Freeman is a step above Mark Sanchez. I'm going to keep it funky.
And you know what? Whoever did the schedule, because I'm trying to figure out how do the Giants and the Cowboys play again twice. And this time.
Because it's the NFL.
They go up to Dallas for that game.
It's the NFL. They just flipped the script on them.
That's it.
Because
that
you could bet your bottom dollar if the Orioles and the Ravens didn't have that beef, that Denver and Baltimore would have been the first game on that. It would have been in Baltimore. The first game would have been in Baltimore. So,
but I'm
I mean,
glad they got to go on the road for that. I'm glad they got to go on the road. That means they got to travel to Denver for that game.
Yeah. Yep. Elvis Dumerville going to knock that whatever out of Peyton Manning.
Oh, please. I doubt that.
Yeah.
I doubt that very
quickly.
Yeah. I just wait
Elvis Dumerville. Pittsburgh. Oh, y'all play Tennessee the first week. Oh, we got the Jets.
Like
that's a win. We're gonna mark that down as a win.
And then we got the Jets here in New Jersey this year. We had the Giants last year.
And Tampa Bay schedule is easy. Our schedule is not hard at all.
And that's a suspect schedule. Because sometimes you go, why do that so they can have the easiest schedule?
Because it is what it is. Don't hate.
Yeah.
Don't hate. Coagulate.
Don't
hate. Coagulate. That's, you know, we got an easy schedule.
Our schedule,
I was looking at it. I was like, I can't believe how easy it is. Where's the hard games? Our hard games is
the
division games. We don't got no hard
games.
We got New England. We got the Patriots. And then our schedule is we got the Jets. That's a win. We got New Orleans at home. That's going to be a win. We got New England. We got at New England. We're going to lose that game at New England.
And Peyton's back. I don't think y'all going to split the season with Peyton.
Huh?
He's back. I don't think y'all going to sit. I'm talking about Sean Payton. That's how we first do when you said Peyton.
Man, I ain't worried about Sean Payton. I'm not worried about him.
Okay.
I'm not. Sean Payton better worry about Doug Martin and Vincent Jackson and my homeboy, my new homeboy, Darrell Revis. You better worry about them. They ain't worried about no Drew Brees.
Drew
Brees is sweating right now. We got Deshaun Golson on one side. We got Darrell Revis on the other side of you. You bugging. Come on, man. Tampa Bay!
Darrell ain't do nothing since 2010. The last time Darrell was meeting was even
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. And you know why? I blame my quarterback for that. I keep it 100. I blame my quarterback. Is garbage. Josh Freeman is garbage. He is. We got everything except for quarterback. We got a defensive line. We got an offensive line. We got receivers. We got linebackers. We got running backs. Our special teams is kind of suspect, but we don't have no quarterback. Josh Freeman don't get no respect. Your top five quarterbacks in the league, Josh Freeman ain't one of them.
He's not even a top three.
See?
I know he's not. I see the Kansas City Chiefs looking good. I was watching that game the other day. They looking kind of good in that lineup.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Man, the Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock. I ain't worried about
them.
They got they on the clock right now. The Chiefs are on the clock right now. And Andy Reid go to Philly. The Chiefs and the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's the third Sunday night game, September 19th.
That's
gonna be crazy. That's gonna be a crazy game.
You got the Royals doing good in baseball. Playing good baseball.
Huh?
Then you got the Royals who's playing good baseball.
Yeah, the Royals doing their thing. The Royals got a good young team.
I saw that. I was looking at it. I was like, wow, where this team come from?
They got James Shields from Tampa Bay. You know what I mean? They gave up one of their top prospects, though, Will Myers.
To get
Shields. But I mean, you know, it's still early though.
Know.
You know how we do. It's still early. You know what I'm saying?
And Kansas City Royals.
They all playing well. The Nationals not going, you know, and the Dodgers are suspect. I said that. They're suspect. We'll see after all. They suspect.
The Dodgers?
Yeah, they
talk about trying to get rid of Don Mattingly. They bugging.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They talk about getting rid of Don Mattingly. They better cool out, man. Let some of that money rest, man. They spent all that money and now the pressure's on. It's early. It's early, man. It's early. The season just started. You know what I mean? Holler at me July 1st. We'll see where it's at. You know,
well,
just like with Atlanta. Atlanta started off mad hot. Look at them now.
Yeah.
You know, Jason Hayward is on the disabled list because his appendix burst, so he had to get his appendix taken care of.
Yeah, that's
going to
be he's going to be out.
You know what I'm saying? So,
And
the Angels, are the ones people should be worried about. They still garbage.
I don't think they're going to be all that.
Right. Albert Pujols has got athlete's foot or falling something. His ankles are hurt or something. He can't play first base.
Athlete's foot.
You know what? He got tired of walking back and forth from his driveway to the helicopter, putting all that money in the bank.
Yeah.
And his feet hurt.
Doing absolutely nothing.
And then they went and got Josh Hamilton, and Josh Hamilton is doing the same thing. Absolutely nothing.
Right,
he finally hit his first home run last
bad.
Week. So, you spent all that money and you don't do nothing. But you know who I'm disappointed in, though. I'm disappointed kind of a little bit in your world-famous Detroit Tigers. They still ain't making no noise either. And they lost 4 in a row.
Yes, they did. And I'm looking at all those Tigers fans on that page.
They got swept by that.
Exactly.
Hold on. That's the world-famous bell right there. We got another call in the building. What's going on? Hold on. And the winner is T. What's going on, T? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
How's everyone?
Hello.
It would have been better if you called at 8 o'clock, but it's all good, though. Ding, ding, ding. What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, let me put you on the game right now. You are in the presence of the females middleweight champion, Miss Tori Nelson. So act accordingly.
Hello, Tori.
That's all.
Hi.
No food fights today.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Yeah. I'm laughing at these guys going off about they go from basketball to football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
what we do. That's what we do. That's what
every
it is.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday it goes down. So, T, what's good on your end?
Nothing. I'm in the Carolinas. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Enjoying their weather.
Okay. Don't burn nothing down.
Something that I want to ask you, and I can't even think of it.
You out there in the Carolinas, so now you lost your mind out there in the Carolinas.
Right. This weather down here is beautiful.
Okay.
Corey, where you live in Virginia?
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
I live in
Ashburn
now. I used to live on the North Carolina line.
Okay, I went to school in Virginia. I went to state.
Excuse me?
I went to state. I was in Petersburg before. Well,
oh, really?
I was in Petersburg. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's good. So you know how Virginia is.
I know Virginia very well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there you out in Carolina getting a good breeze, the good sun that's out there.
Yeah, what part are you in?
I live in Ashburn now, right by the Redskins field.
Oh,
exactly,
okay.
By there.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm in Weston right now. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I
was born and raised down by the Carolina line.
Okay.
In
Virginia. Oh, my God. Wait, I know what it was. Didn't they have some type of a little confrontation at the London Marathon, the mayor?
I have no idea. London?
I'm not mistaken.
You talking about London?
care.
No, I'm not.
I didn't care about that.
They would have had some flexibility against this Knicks game, but I didn't
care about that. Man, they better get mad. They're going to have a competition at the Garden if the Knicks don't win this damn game.
I know. I was saying the same thing. When you leaving after coming out of New York, they, all you saw were Knicks people with these Knicks shirts on. You saw a few selfish people. I said, Knicks got to win this game because they are the legitimate role to beat the East. That's all I worry about, playing the role in the East.
So, did you hear something that happened that's supposed to have happened at the London Marathon? I ain't know that that took place already.
But it wasn't as bad as the one in Boston.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm trying to think because my niece and I, she had me watching basketball, the Celtics and the Knicks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was like lost, but I'm trying to.
You was
to
really
think,
lost.
Oh yeah,
it's all good.
Carolina
do that to you.
Watch your basketball.
Carolina do that to you.
It's got to be the best game on the world.
Look, I was in West Virginia when that happened, so.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that it was a light bomb. I can't really. I'll look into it.
Only thing I heard was somebody tried to come across the Canada border into the United States trying to come to Penn Station, but
yeah, I heard about that.
I heard
okay.
that. That's
okay.
the only thing
Maybe
I heard.
That's what it was.
The United States got somebody even across the border. So that's the only thing I heard.
T, you hurry up and get back home so you can get your directions together.
Hurry up now.
Make sure don't stop at no Denny's and no Waffle Houses and none of that. Make sure you come straight up
I-95. I love the Waffle House.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Don't talk about Waffle House. I love Waffle House.
And the Waffle
House,
I got nothing but respect
house.
For the Waffle House. I love the Waffle House. I discovered big, giant waffles at the Waffle House. Stop playing.
What?
The Waffle House? And it was the right, it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know what I mean? I was feeling a certain kind of way that would invite pancakes and syrup into my stomach if you catch my drift. So Waffle House, yeah, that's right, it goes down. This is the mayor's confessions. It goes down. So I was at the Waffle House. And I was like, what is this? The pancakes and the waffles is mad brolic. I'm like, what is this? But I fell in love with the Waffle House. That's my spot.
Yeah.
I love it. Enough respect to the Waffle House.
Yeah.
And it's a down south thing and like Piggly Wiggly and all that.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
why, that's
yeah,
why I
yeah,
found
yeah,
out about
yeah,
Jungle
right.
Juice. That Piggly right. Wiggly. We got a store named Piggly Wiggly. What the heck?
Right, Piggly Wiggly. Wiggly.
Shout out to Piggly Wiggly. Hey, T,
yeah.
I got a problem with you.
What I do?
You coming to see me on October 10th, the Eagles in Tampa Bay.
All right.
You've been warned. I'm just
let's
saying.
Let's do it.
You've been warned.
I don't want to hear no crying.
All right. Okay.
I don't want to hear no crying.
All right.
Because you know we all go in hard on you.
Yeah.
Whatever happens.
Hey, all righty then.
Win or lose,
it.
I'm still going to go win.
I can dig it. Just hope. Michael Vick is my dude, and the Eagles, and, you know, the Eagles,
dude.
whatever.
Yeah.
But all bets are off the table. I'm gonna get Michael Vick some Kenneration and some doggy tracks, some doggy treats.
Yo, get up on my quarterback.
They coming down to Tampa Bay. They come and you know we got Darrell Revis. Tampa Bay got Darrell Revis.
And you know what? It take more than one to play the game.
Yes, that's right. And we got one on one side and one on the other side. That's
right.
Right.
You know what? We're going to make it happen like it did this year. Oh.
You going to make it happen like it did this year?
Yeah.
Well, then we ain't got to worry about you then. Worry about you.
Talking about the Tampa Bay.
You're going to get that man Chip Kelly fired.
I'm talking about the Tampa Bay. I ain't talking about the other games.
My team is going to make some noise. Just like Darrell Revis said, we're going to make some noise.
Oh,
he's a Buccaneer now. So,
whatever his name is.
I just like to thank the New York Jets for their infinite stupidity or wisdom for giving us Darrell Revis.
I meant to ask you.
Go ahead.
Donovan McNabb, Hall of Fame?
He is?
What'd you say?
That's it. Donovan McNabb, you think Hall of Fame?
Donovan McNabb from the Eagles?
Mm-hmm.
Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
Nah.
You saying he is?
Okay. Nah.
No, we were, that was a question today.
Nah. I don't think Donovan McNabb.
No,
I don't think Donovan McNabb is in the Hall of Fame.
No.
So basically,
no,
because of the way his career ended.
His numbers are better than Kelly. Kelly's in the Hall of Fame.
He ain't
going to
be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think Donovan McNabb will be in the Hall of Fame. What did he do?
I'm just saying his numbers are okay.
He's number worthy. Okay, that's fine.
Yes,
that's fine.
Worthy.
But
yeah,
when you remember
worthy.
when you speak about Donovan McNabb, right? Okay, I'm with your conversation.
He may not get in, but I'm just saying we were comparing, and his numbers are better than Kelly and somebody else that's already in the Hall of Fame.
So why do you think that he's not in the Hall of Fame as of yet? Or
no,
you know,
I'm saying did he officially retire yet? That's the question. That's what I didn't know. Did he officially retire?
I don't know, so why would the Hall of Fame even be a question if he didn't retire?
Nobody want him.
Nah, that should tell you all you need to know. Hall of Fame, he can't even get on the roster.
He's in the same boat
with Vince Young.
No, Vince Young ain't gonna get on. Come on, he ain't in the same boat with Vince Young.
Why? Who Vince Young play for?
I'm just saying nobody.
Thank you. He's in the same boat with Vince Young. He's persona. I don't know, and I don't know how that happened. How did Donovan McNabb become persona non grata? How?
It's not about. It's
what
not
did he
about
do?
His,
Who did he
it's
piss
not
off?
About, listen to me. It's not about what Donovan McNabb didn't do. It's about his numbers. And if his numbers are impressive than Kelly, and Kelly was a four Super Bowl and won all four of them, is Donovan McNabb worthy of a Hall of Fame?
No.
Not.
No.
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 That's all I asked.
I was almost gonna say H no, but this is a PG rated. This is a PG show. I don't think Donovan McNabb is worthy of Hall of Fame.
I'm
for what?
I'm just saying people were just.
And that's no knock on Donovan McNabb.
Yeah. I don't think he'll be. I think it'll be quite a while for he even think be another selection up in it. But I think if he is down the line, maybe 5 or 6 to 8 years after he keep going back and forth, I think he may get a chance to get in.
Well, I mean, in that aspect, time does heal all wounds. You know what I'm saying? But in the same breath, in that 6 years that you're saying, another 6 years down the line, it'll be another 6 years with somebody else to fill that void. You know what I mean? Where it's gonna push Donovan McNabb further down the line.
The thing is, you gotta look at the numbers. His numbers are better than two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Better, way better than two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Who are the Hall of Fame quarterbacks that his numbers are better than?
Tim Kelly is one, and I'm trying to think who the other one is. I can't figure out. I know Tim Kelly is the one that his numbers are better. I saw that myself, and it's one
right,
more.
Right, right,
his numbers
okay.
are better. I saw that
right.
in my own eyes.
No,
he's better than Tim
right.
Kelly's number.
The worry
right.
is now at home.
So I'm trying to follow the logic of the conversation. Based strictly on numbers, Donovan McNabb should be in the Hall of Fame. Or is he Hall of Fame worthy?
Is he Hall of Fame worthy? No. Donovan McNabb Hall of Fame worthy? That was the question asked.
No.
Oh, no.
Even if his numbers are better than Jim Kelly and it was somebody else.
So we talk about Donovan McNabb. Let me ask you this. Is Barry Sanders Hall of Fame worthy?
Barry Sanders?
Yes.
Oh, come on, you know he's all
right. And my point being that that's a no-brainer. You don't even think about it. Like Barry Sanders, right? Even though he retired early. He never bothered nobody. You know what I mean?
He brought no attention
to himself. But he's Hall of Fame worthy. But look at Donovan McNabb.
I know, but he got 6,000 yards. Are you kidding me? That's Hall of Fame right there.
But somebody else would say, well, he don't got no rings, so he's retired early.
Oh,
nah, 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 nah. But
on the Donovan McNabb argument,
he got a lot of numbers. That's true, no doubt.
True.
You know what I'm saying? But what's the substance behind the numbers, though? Why would I convince me, and not that you're saying that he needs to be in the Hall of Fame. What is the argument that the people saying that they're for Donovan McNabb should be on? What is their argument?
It really was no argument. They were.
All right.
It was a question out there. We didn't even have to discuss it. It was a question out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked this, Donovan McNabb. A lot of people said no. A lot of people said his numbers are impressive, which they are, because I looked. They are
right.
better. And you look at Marino, which the Marino number is better. He had no Super Bowl, but his numbers are better.
But you can put Dan Marino in the same boat with Donovan McNabb.
Right.
They got a lot of numbers, but no rings.
Right.
They both went to the Super Bowl one time.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that that's why Kia. That's why I really don't be in that because like that conversation though, and not to be bragging or nothing, just to keep it real funky. You got nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say. No, go ahead.
I agree with what you're saying, but his numbers are
impressive. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Strictly number wise. Oh, yeah. He's a goal, he's a first ballot number wise, but on the other hand, the Knicks are up by 14. 68-64.
Yeah.
I was looking at that score. I'm like, okay, I'm bugging. Hold on, wait a minute. Okay. All right. Let me relax here. Okay. Yo, we got 6 minutes left in the show. Listen, we got 6 minutes left in the show. We had a great show tonight. We're gonna do our little round the horn thing. When we do, we talk and let everybody speak their mind before we get together next week. So I'm gonna start it off with the champion, Miss Tori Nelson in the building. We appreciate you coming on with us. Anything you wanna say to anybody or to the audience out there before we get out of here?
Well, I thank you guys for having me for one. And just like if it's your dream, go for it. You know, don't let anybody tell you you can't do something. Anything worth having is worth working hard to get it. So the sky's the limit. And Bounce Back Energy Drink, the sky's the limit for us, baby.
No doubt. Shout out to Bounce Back Energy Drink. One more time, you want to give people your Facebook or your information where they can get in touch with you?
Yes, you can go online, www.ToriShowNuffNelson.com. Or follow me on Twitter at Tori Shownuff, or you can go on my Facebook at Tori Shownuff Nelson.
No doubt. We definitely appreciate you in the building, and we're here Tuesday nights. It goes down. Kia, what's good before we get out of here?
Nothing, just, it is what it is with my Lakers. I hope we can get a game two out of here tomorrow. We'll go back to L.A. for three. Some of these series are good. I'm enjoying it. That Denver and what's his name, game?
Golden State.
Andre Miller's letting everybody know.
No doubt.
37, he's doing his stuff.
He's the forgotten about dude. But
that what's his name hit, and then Andre Miller came up and it was like no brainer.
No doubt.
So I'm enjoying that, and Tori, good luck on everything. You know, positive. Get around a collection, around the right group. Wish you much success ahead of you.
Thank you so much.
T, what's going on before we get out of here?
Good riddance for everybody. Good things for all of the basketball team.
Oh man, she's at the Cabana Club now. She's in Carolina getting ready to get her enjoy on. Thanks for calling and all that. Mike, you still with us? Mike probably hung up. Mike, you still with us? All right, Mike probably hung up. He's watching the game. You know how Mike do. Mike probably, he probably fell on the floor asleep somewhere. It's all good.
He don't know
nothing
about
this
game.
You guys are so funny.
It goes down every week. We here, man. We get it done. We have some fun with it. You know what I mean?
We
talk sports like we talk sports. That's the motto for After Further Review. We talk sports like we talk sports. Another week's going down. NBA playoffs. The Knicks are doing their numbers right now. Miami and Milwaukee doing their numbers right now. Golden State and Denver game two tonight. Check that out. 98-86, Miami's up two games to none on Milwaukee. Great show.
Yeah.
Thanks once again to go ahead.
They just won that game?
Yeah, it's over. 98-86. Shout out to Bounce Back Energy Drinks one more time. Shout out to Tori Nelson, the champion. We expect to hear big things from her. Stay connected. You know what I mean? We here. Okay. After Further Review, GQ Palace is in the building. Tomorrow night, Hawks, Pacers, Rockets, Thunder, Lakers, and Spurs, and all of that. Hopefully, the Lakers will get a game. So next week, we'll have something else to talk about. We'll be back here, man, after Further Review. Shout out to Rich, who holds down the whole situation. Shout out to Ms. Lavina. Shout out to all the hosts of the other shows. GQ Palace, After Further Review, is on Tuesday night vibing. The ladies get it in tomorrow night. That's T and them. They throw down with their The Diva Squad is in the building. So check us out, man. We here. So After Further Review, I'm the mayor. keep it tight, man. Keep it right, man. NBA playoffs, let's go Knicks. Let's go Yankees. 646-200-3838 is the math. Shout out to all the callers. Shout out to all the listeners. We see you too. This is the mayor. And until next week, man, we done. Peace.